Arc Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Welcome to second half of episode 4 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Excuse me. There will be more independent music, along with a feature from the SFU Red Leafs hockey. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Scott Nolan's Old Friends, 8 Ball Over Old Vienna.
Country kitchen, basement bar, gravel roads under falling stars, west of the valley in a border town, where we'll meet once the sun goes down. It's radio with a broken antenna, 8 ball over old Vienna, still traveling highway 3 and wondering if you ever wonder about me. Clear water at the river's bend, McLaren's dog got loose again. A 3 o'clock set on the old main stage, big yellow sun staring right in my face. A warm front rolls in from the south, children playing in the schoolhouse, prairie harvest, full moon, radio night. Coming soon. Pamela with time to spare, passing through La Riviere. It's last call if somebody's going home. Almost like no time had passed. Some things are still built to last. Like old friends, nothing like old friends. A ride home was quiet in the car. The winds cried like a steel guitar. I thought of you passing boys of Vienna. Halfway there and it started to rain. I guess sometimes life just gets busy. You out here and us in the city. Next time let's not wait so long. Some things you can count. Still built to last. like old friends. Nothing like old friends.
That was Scott Nolan's Old Friends, 8 Ball Over Old Vienna. Now I'd like to feature DSFE Red Leafs hockey at this time. On January 18th, the BCIHL Red Leafs hosted the Vancouver Island University Mariners at Burnaby's Bill Copeland. VIU opened the scoring 2:48 into the game as Owen Weiss eluded SFU's John Aiden. The Mariners went up 2-0 2:08 later on Ryan Hunter's third of the season at 4:56. VIU earned their first power play of the game when SFU's RJ Dickey was called for tripping, and Mariner Owen Weiss scored his second of the night at 10:18 of the first on Red Leafs' John Aiden, who faced 18 VIU shots in the first 20 minutes, as SFU fired a measly 5 on Jeremy Robar, whose VIU teammates earned their 5th power play of the game at 13:01 of the second, as SFU's Alec Pettingale was called for tripping. Carlson Earnhardt gave the Mariners a 4-1 lead on the man advantage. As he scored on Red Leaf John Aiden at 14:46. VIU went up 5-1 48 seconds later on Owen Weiss, third of the night, but Alec Pettingale put SFU on the board 103 later as he beat Jeremy Robart with 3:15 left in the second for his fifth of the season. The Mariners ended period 2 up 5-1 and outshot the Red Leafs 36-16 after 40 minutes. Jaden Falchuk brought SFU within 3, 8:41 into the third as he scored his 10th of the season on VIU's Jeremy Robart. But the Mariners restored their four-goal bulge just 30 seconds later as Carson Erhart scored his second of the night, his 19th tally of the season on Red Leaf John Aiden, who surrendered two more goals as Jackson Goots tallied his third of the season at 12:25, and Owen Weiss potted his fourth of the night, the seventh tally of the season, with 2:05 remaining in regulation. As the VIU Mariners crushed the SFU BCIHL Red Leafs 8-2, as the Mariners shell-shocked John Aiden with 59 shots, while the host Red Leafs fired 22 shots on Jeremy Robart at Burnaby's Bill Copeland on January 18th.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Here are the current standings in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League. Vancouver Island University are 12-1-1 for 25 points, as 2 points are awarded for a win with 1 point for an OT or shootout loss. University of Victoria are second at 8-4-1, 17 points. Then there is a huge drop-off in the point parade, as the Okanagan Lakers are third at 4-7-2, 10 points. Simon Fraser, 4th, 4-8, 8 points. And the Logan Lake Miners are last at 3-6-1, 7 points.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. The fourth band is Walser's Small Talk with Here We Go Again.
Time.
fifth group is nervous acquiescence. The track is It Didn't Start With You. Just a minute, please. Sorry for not preparing right away. Now here is Nervous Acquiescence, the track It Didn't Start With You. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
Thank you.
thank you for listening to episode 4 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Before I close out today's show, I would like to mention that Starry Nights is on tonight at Trache Observatory, located in the Burnaby main campus, for the views of Mars, the Monkey Head, and Spiner Nebula. According to SFU's Twitter page, which retweeted Trache Observatory, the four views of Mars, the Monkey Head, and Spiner Nebula will be between 7 and 10 p.m. at Trache Observatory in the Burnaby main campus.
Hi there, this is Jan Arden, and if you're listening to something fabulous, well, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University Radio, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
This is broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.